Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, Faithful? Coming to you guys now. I'm back home. Did the live training camp report whenever I was at Levi's, which was really, really cool. It was an awesome day. It was a long day, but it was a good day. And I kind of wanted to step back and go through as much as I can, kind of holistically, of all the training camp practices kind of combined, right? So we were doing all the little breakdowns of, you know, this is what we saw today. This player did this, this player did that. So now step back and look collectively at just training camp in general with all of the players, offense, defense, and let's go through kind of who stock up, who stock down. And man, I don't know. I've got about 12 players offense, 12 players defense for each category, and just kind of want to attempt to provide a holistic view of the 49ers training camp, which is pretty much done now, because All the training camps are closed now. They'll be moving on to flying out to Tennessee. You got your first preseason game, which I'm so pumped about. We'll be flying out there. Obviously, we're going to be doing our party. You know, if you're coming out to Tennessee or you're anywhere close to there, join us PBR Nashville live. You know, it's right there on 2nd Avenue North, right? And we're just going to walk to the stadium afterwards. We start at 2 o'clock game day. We don't have anything the day before, but it's going to be a really good time. So if you're out there, please come by, say what's up. We're going to be giving stuff away, trivia, all that kind of fun stuff. So no tickets. It's just $10 at the door and you get a free drink. That's what it is. That's what we negotiated with the bar, but just a place for the Niners fans to get together before the game. But my favorite thing that I'm probably most excited about is we're getting tape. Like, I'm at training camp and I'm watching training camp and it's awesome. And I'm coming away. I think I've got 40 plus pages of notes, which is fun, but I don't have tape. Like, obviously they're not going to share the all 22, but I got the all 22 coming to you guys as soon as the game is played. So once I fly back from Nashville, the game's Saturday night, I fly back Sunday. I get the tape, I think on Monday. And then it's, you know, over on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel, we're going to be breaking down tape, baby. All 22, offense, defense, special teams, every snap. You know, we ain't going to miss one of them. And it's going to be a blast. I just, it's going to be fun. I want to say thank you to everybody. We got all the studs in here. The hashtag CC Vince says, love how much you're going live, John. Greatly appreciate it. Good. It's football season, man. Like, we're not in off season anymore. Yeah, it's preseason. I get that. What's up, Alejandro? But no, it's go time. People's jobs and careers are on the line. That's everything. It really, really is. So we want to do our job to make sure you're aware of who's up, who's down, who's doing well, who's closing these jobs, all those different things. And yeah, Yahtzee, you know, this one was rough. I tweeted out at camp yesterday. It was the middle of the team. And you see 80, I got his number here. Anyway, you see T.O.'s son, Tariq Owens, jogging off to the training room. He wasn't limping or anything, but it was weird because team practice was still going on, offense versus defense, and he runs straight in there. And I was like, man, that's weird. Something probably happened. Then the very next day, I'm peeking to see if he comes out. You don't see him come out. And then the news comes across, he was waived. You know, if you're a back-end roster guy and you get injured, shout out to Miho. Best ability is availability. He got injured. It's done. And so he'll do an injury settlement with the 49ers. He'll get some cash in his pocket. Hopefully, he broke his hand. Hopefully, his hand heals and he can jump on with another team. I don't know if that's going to be the opportunity for him, but I'm hoping that's the case. And if that doesn't happen, then you're hoping to bring him back on the 91 next year. That's best case for him. He definitely belonged. He proved he belonged. Couldn't separate, but his thing is contested deep ball catches, and he showed those in team. Now it was with the twos and the threes and on one-on-ones, but you know, did he prove that, oh, he should have been on the 53-man roster? No, I don't think so, but I do think that he proved he is a roster body that is capable and worthy of being a 91. So hopefully he gets that chance back with us next year. So take that for what you will. Max, love this question. John, are we better or worse last year at this point in training camp? I got to put an asterisk on it. You know, last couple days of practice, no CMC, no Ayuk, no Trent Williams. No Fred Warner today, no Elijah Mitchell. I mean, you go down the list. It's injury riddled this year and holdout. Yeah, two major holdouts. Brandon Ayuk's been the best player at camp two of the last 3 years. So you take that away, you're going to get hurt. It's going to hurt. So I would say the product that we have seen on the field in training camp is worse. The 49ers could remedy this pretty damn quick. Get Trent in here, get Ayuk in here, and I would say we are better. The secondary is 100 times better. I think the offensive line's better. I think secondary, offensive line, those are the areas we improve the most. The running back room would be, but everybody's hurt. Matt Breida was taking snaps with the one today, so I don't like that. So we'll see. We'll see. Dan, appreciate you, brother. He says, where do you see the absence of Eric the most, Eric Armstead? Yeah, we'll have to see because, yeah, you got pads on there and you're doing running plays, but it's fake, right? Fugazi, because you can't take people to the ground unless you're Fred Warner. It's just running through arm tackles and all that stuff. You're thudding. That's it. The preseason is going to determine a lot of that. But again, all our running backs are out. So you're not going to see Elijah Mitchell. You're not going to see who did do sprints today on the sideline. So that's huge. So again, the scale of Elijah Mitchell's injury, I was really concerned, much less concerned now. Like, he was doing jogging and A skips. If you're track guy, B skips, all those things. So you can tell they're working the hamstring, but it's not a major issue. The phase that he's in, if there was game time, I think he possibly could be a game time decision type of thing, because he's out there sprinting. So he's not far off. Shanahan said they were cautious. I'd never take Shanahan at his word when he's talking about injuries, but I did think that that was a positive seeing him today. Shout out to my man Matthew, who was keeping an eye on that for us. So let's start this. Otherwise, it's going to be a 2-hour show, and I haven't even started packing for my event. Still got to make trivia. I still got a lot of stuff to do. Love you guys, but let's do this. Let's get through this show, and let's talk. Let's go. Let's do defense first. We'll try to balance this, a positive and a negative. That way it's not heavy on the negative. And I hate negatives. You guys know me. I'm a positive guy. This is like show 1100 and something. I don't know. Like, I want to be positive, but that's not the reality of the situation. So, and everything that I say, I'm not going to, I hope that I don't tear down a person. I don't want to do that, but I want to be honest. And these are things that I hopefully would say to their face as a coach, which I had to have a lot of these conversations in my time as a coach. You got to be honest with these kids and say, like, because they come ask, like, how do I get more playing time? Man, I'm sorry, you're just not near fast enough to compete with the guys that are ahead of you. Or you've got to stay healthy. You got to quit making these mistakes. All this kind of, what, you miss too much practice. You got to be honest. And I do think Shanahan's very honest with the players. We've got a lot of, you know, Jimmy Ward telling him whenever Jimmy Ward complained about playing nickel. And he's like, well, do you want to be on the bench instead? Like, not rude, but you got to be what it is. You know what I mean? So let's start this. My player of the camp, my number one player, offense or defense, for all of training camp combined. Number two, Diamador Lenore. You know, I talked a little bit about this earlier. If there was one player I could, like, buy stock in, Diamador Lenore is going to be him. Like, Pro Bowl year. The problem with Pro Bowl is so up to the fans, and fans only vote for their own teams. I hate the process that it is now. All pro, still a little bit kind of whatever. But Diamador Lenore, he is coming out of camp just sky high. And it's not even just as the outside. He looks just as good on the inside as he does on the outside. He looks incredible in one-on-ones. He knows exactly what to do. He's dancing and, you know, just DB drills and, like, the simple, like, he is on cloud nine, and you're seeing it in his tape. His body looks better. Like, Diamador Lenore, level 100. I'm telling you right now, if this kid stays healthy, whew, Demo, player of the camp, offense, defense, he's number one. He is incredible. And I wish that Brandon Ayuk was out there, because that is alpha on alpha. And I'm not saying he's better than Charvarius Ward or anything like that. I'm saying he had a better camp than Charvarius Ward. But Charvarius Ward don't get near as much the work. Like, Charvarius Ward's the ones, but they'll go through one series of team, and then he's on the side, and then they're rotating in another corner. Demo's out there, base, nickel. He's out there a lot more. He's getting a lot more snaps. And so that's huge. So Diamador Lenore is my one. Now, let's go negative defense. Darrell Luter Jr. And it's not based on his play. He's not out there. Today he was back in pads, but he didn't do team. He went through individual drills. Then he went running off on the side with Spencer Burford. Like, this is the second training camp for Darrell Luter Jr. And it's the second training camp he's had multiple injuries. Now, it might be the same injury. It was a hamstring, whatever else. But he has missed two waves of practice this offseason. And he missed all of OTAs and minicamp again. So it's just like, you know, the stage was set for him to be the cornerback three. Now, it was supposed to be Charvarius Ward. This is what it's supposed to be. Charvarius Ward, Diamador Lenore, and the Darrell Luter Jr. was supposed to be the number three corner. Kept getting injured. What do they do? Free agency. They go get Isaac Yiadom. All right, now you're cornerback four, Darrell Luter Jr. His play's good. His tape is good. It's just he can't get snaps to stay healthy. He's bigger than everybody else we have at the cornerback position. You see him whenever lined up at the corners. Like, dude's a man. He's a man. But now Ambry Thomas is ahead of him because Ambry Thomas is at every damn practice. And I know you guys feel the same way that I feel about Ambry Thomas, but like that dude shows out in training camp 2 years in a row. He ain't going to show out in the playoffs. That's for damn sure. But now Ambry Thomas has leaped him. Rocky Sin has leaped him. And then there was like, well, what if there's an injury at nickel or whatever else? Now Renardo Green's getting snaps outside ahead of him. So like, where does Darrell Luter fit? He's going to make this roster because the ceiling's there. But it's just like, man, I think Darrell Luter Jr. has missed a huge thing. And Samuel Womack, I see this, Josh. You know, Womack is special teams only. Man, he's been getting a lot of reps and making a lot of plays, inside and outside. I think this is Womack's, and I didn't even put him on here, and I apologize. I think this is Womack's probably best camp I've seen. He's not getting promoted in the rotation, but every time you see Zero out there, he's making plays. So that's a positive for Womack. I'm not going to go deep into him. All right, let's go back to the positive on defense. D Winners, good Lord. Whew. That dude belongs. I can't wait to see what he puts on tape for the preseason. Probably the preseason might be the most important for 53 than it is for any other player defensively, because D Winners was great in camp last year. And then you got to training camp, or then you got the preseason games, and him and Jalen Graham were getting toasted and giving up these huge runs. And it was just like, okay, just not ready. Just not ready. Now you go to training camp. Now he's playing finally the Will and the Sam, or if this is easier, the number two linebacker, the Drake Greenlaw spot. He's the backup number two linebacker behind Devondre Campbell, and he's the backup number three linebacker behind DFF, who we'll talk about in a second. But there is not one person in the world that has watched training camp that would say DFF is better than D Winners. There's nobody. Now, is he as consistent? Does he know everything? Is he as good in coverage? Yes, he is as good in coverage. But, you know, that vet, whatever, that carries a lot of weight to the 49ers. But D Winners is the third best linebacker on this team, and it's not close. Do I think he'll be out there starting week one? I do not. But I'm telling you right now, he's climbing. He is climbing. He is so damn good. The ceiling play, you see him in one-on-one coverages, incredible. You see him on a team, incredible. Tackle for losses, just explosive. It's just, can he minimize the negatives that we saw in preseason last year? And if you want to watch those, go watch them. They're all up on the 49ersrush.com. Every single play, they're all up there. So DFF, injured. Now, the 49ers will give him every benefit of the doubt. Fred Warner's bestie. He's been around for a long time. He's the backup Mike. He's the starting Sam. I don't understand either of those, but he's opened the door for D Winters to show.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. So if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And whenever DFS out there, a team, there's plays to be made. I mean, it's almost like Patrick Mahomes. Every time Patrick Mahomes is out there against our number three linebacker, he's targeting the number three, whether that was Quan Alexander 2019, DFF in the regular season game, or Oren Burks in this recent Super Bowl. Like, that's just what happens. And it's like that in team. When you see 45 out there, and I like him, a great special teamer, does not deserve to start as a linebacker. That's it. He has a bullseye on his back, and everybody goes after him every single time. Now, positive. Shoot. G.O., baby. George Odom. Two interceptions today. I was skeptical because he was so bad in the few chances he's had to step in at safety. Dude's balling out. Two interceptions today was awesome. Good interceptions. He's all over the place. There was one play where they threw... It was just kind of a flat check down. I think it was to Cody Schrader, but whatever. Like, quarterback went through the reads, check down in the flats. And Odom, it was kind of cool where we were at because my vantage point was kind of through Odom to the quarterback a little bit. And so Odom read the quarterback's eyes looking away and realized that the next check down was to Cody Schrader in the flats. And so he hightailed it. Quarterback's not even looking at that half of the field yet, but he knew if that's not open over there, he's going here. So he takes off, you know, a good half a count before the quarterback's eyes pivot to his side, checks it down. Cody Schrader, I think it was Cody Schrader. It doesn't matter anyway. As soon as that ball was on the running back in the flats, boom, would have been a no gain, freaking level hit. It would have been awesome. And so you're just seeing the wheels are turning. And he's grasped it. Now, hopefully, he doesn't start any games for us. But I'm telling you right now, like, for the people that have been saying, we need to sign another safety. I'm telling you right now, they're not going to sign another safety. They're not going to. They are happy with Gio. They're very happy with Gio. So, yeah, really, really like him. You know, Ambry Thomas... It's weird because I didn't want to put Ambry Thomas on the stock down because he seems to be promoted through attrition. All these other people get hurt, so like he's rising a little bit. Every time he's out there, it's like DFF though. Like, you show the three or four best plays for every wide receiver in camp, it's all against number 20. Now, having said that, he made some plays today. He made two pass breakups today. They were against Ronnie Bell and Danny Gray. You see what I'm saying? I don't know if this is coming across the way I want it to come across. Ambry Thomas does not like contact. He is scared of it. You go back and you watch the playoffs, literally the Packers and the Lions game, The reason why that score was the way it was in the first half, Ambry Thomas was so bad that they benched him for the Super Bowl and moved Logan Ryan to a brand new position, and it made the 49ers defense better. Now, Ambry Thomas in training camp plays lights out. I you know, it plays better. He's always getting burnt, but he's actually physical, which is so funny. Like, bring the physicality, dang it. Anyway, so that's Ambry Thomas. Positive, Isaac Yiadom, but he's missed the last 2 days. Nobody's asking questions about it. I don't know why, but it's what it is. He's a starter on the defense. Could somebody find that out? Maybe we just need 15 more questions just on Ayuk that are going to get answered the same way. I don't know, but it's just like, come on, man. Like, can we get something? Can somebody tell us something? Because he's been great. He's been the first one out of practice every single day. He's suited up, and he plays well. Now, he's nowhere near Demo or Charvarius Ward. Like, that's all I'm saying at all. But I am saying he's probably the best number three corner we've had maybe since Shanahan showed up with what he showed in camp. Again, he's not a top 20 corner. He's not a top 30 corner. But, man, he fights, he works, and he just makes it really, really hard on the opposing team consistently. Is he getting a lot of interceptions? No. Is he getting a lot of pace? I'm just telling you, it's just calm, cool, reliable, tough. And that's what we need in that number three spot. I really, really, really like what Yiadom's put down. He's been great. And like, if you just told me, here's how I'd put it. If you said, look, John Chapman, you're going to get what Isaac Yiadom showed in training camp throughout the whole season, take it or leave it. It won't get better, won't get worse. I'm freaking, sign me up right now. Like, you're giving me that at the number three corner? And plus we got Charvarius Ward and, you know, Diamador Lenore going inside? I got no issues with that, because this dude, I'm telling you, it's just a consistency on the back end that we haven't had. We haven't had. And so I'm a big Yiadom guy. I really, really am. Now, negative, Kalia Davis, and I'm going to put this too, Evan Anderson, I'll put them both there. The 49ers are banking really big on one of these two guys stepping up. Now, you've got your three defensive tackles, Malik Collins, Javon Hargrave, and you really got four, Jordan Elliott and Kevin Givens. Like, you've got those guys, but you don't have that big Eric Armstead, Javon Kinlaw plugger. Right? The big body dude that you can put out there against duo, double team, run heavy teams. We don't have that. We got a lot of small slashers. So Malik Collins is the closest to that, but he's not a positive run game player, really. And so the 49ers were banking a lot on Evan Anderson. You know, they spent the most undrafted free agent bonus on him, or Kalia Davis, who's been 2 years now. Neither one of them are really bringing that plugger mentality. Maybe it'd be different in the preseason. One of them can kind of pop off. Shaquille Brown might be the most effective at that. He's not that big dude, but he's so powerful that it translates a little bit. So that kind of, you know, you've got four defensive tackles that are a lock, and they're going to be your alpha Bravo rotation. It's what it is. T.Y. McGill has looked better than all those guys. That's not a positive for the team. So, like, right now, if I'm doing a merit-based defensive tackle depth chart based off a training camp, like, it's Malik Collins, Javon Hargrave. Okay, cool. Jordan Elliott, Kevin Givens. Okay, cool. Who's that fifth guy? Probably T.Y. McGill. Then maybe Kalia Davis. Then maybe Evan Anderson. Then maybe Shaquille Brown. But all those guys are kind of lumped together as, like, man, y'all are just out there. Hopefully somebody steps up, but a lot of negatives there. Sorry. I really wanted one of those guys. So when the pads are on, when the starters are out there, you know, I'm watching certain starters, but when the twos come in, I'm watching the defensive tackles and I'm just like, man, somebody's got to do something, and not much. They're AYOs, you know what I mean? Like, and I hate that term as a coach. I would never say it to a kid, but it's just like all you others. It's like, somebody, come on, man. Who wants it? You got to show something. So that top four depth chart's good. Outside of that, rough. R-U-F-F. Now, Vince, right here, He says, with Renardo Green behind him, yeah, it's awesome. Four great corners on this team. What looks like at least three great safeties. Never would have thought that. Man, Renardo Green is as positive gets. And I know that Dominique Pooney is getting a lot of the attention. He's worked with the ones for, I think, 7 or 8 straight practices, which is unbelievable. We'll talk about the offense in a little bit. Renardo Green's worked with the ones back-to-back days. Obviously, Yotam's out. And it is clear. Again, talking depth chart, it is clear. You got your Charvarius Ward, Diamador Lenore, Isaac Yotam. Number 4, it's Renardo Green. And, you know, if that's between Renardo Green and Ambry Thomas getting those rotations, I would have said Ambry Thomas probably going to get those, but I'm not so sure now. Maybe week 1 and week 2, you know how the 49ers are so reluctant on rookies. Renardo Green belongs. He just belongs. And not just on the inside at nickel, which is what we all thought. He got ones today with at the outside spot. They kicked Demo inside and he was outside. He belongs now. I don't want to get too much on the offensive side here. Going against some of the worst X's, Danny Gray, Chris Conley, Ronnie Bell was at X today, and it was just an abject failure. They kicked him inside like the third team. It was a lot of team ball today. He was X the first 2 drives or the first 2 team periods. 0 separation, shut down, shut down, shut down. And then they kicked him inside. He got some Z snaps when Debo, you know, went up limping or whatever, and then he started making plays again. So Roddy Bell's good. Just quit putting him where he's not. He's not an X. He's not. He cannot play the Ayuk role. He is somebody that generates zero separation. Quit doing that to him. Now, he's a beast, and he'll do whatever the team asks him. He has proven that. Just stop putting him in places he can't succeed. I understand you need an X, but it ain't him. It's not him. So stop doing that to Ronnie Bell. Let him play where he's going to be successful. And he can be successful. He can. Jack, my man, what's up, buddy? Wearing the bow tie of the AVI, you sexy man, you. Thank you for the super chat. He says, hey, John, feels like BA and Trent Williams stuff combined with the spat of injuries. Feels like the vibe is off. Need some good news to get fine. It's rough, man. You know, I went and got a haircut today for the Nashville trip. I'm going with the wife, so I got to look kind of clean. You know, it's what it is. But most of the people, I'm East Bay, and so where I get my haircut, mostly Raiders guys. And so I walk in with my hat, and so they always give me trash and whatever else. And we started talking, they're asking, they kind of know what I do. And so I was, how was the team? And I was like, man, it's rough. It's rough. It was a rough feeling today. It was a rough feeling. You talk to fans, and it's rough. Now, there were lots of plays to cheer on, and this roster, even if you took out, here's what's crazy. Even if you took out Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams, which I think we're going to get Williams back. I'm not worried about that. 50-50 on Ayuk. We'll talk about that later. Even if you took those two guys off, I still think the 49ers have the best roster in football. Top to bottom, like still the best. But there's a little cloud over the team right now. There's like everybody's checking their phone. Ayuk knows anything. Obviously, you know, everybody's out here, so probably not going to be breaking news at that point. But that's the feeling. It's everybody's kind of walking on eggshells. Like, is it happening? Is it happening? But whenever you step back and we talk about the people that are on the field, the 91 players that are actually playing, it's a damn good team. It's a damn good roster. Now, should they be Super Bowl favorites without those guys? No. But, you know, you're being precautious with a lot of those things. And so whenever you look at the team, it's still a great team. It's still a great. My wife is calling me. Okay, I answered it and she heard me. So hopefully I'm not in trouble. She calls back. I we'll see what happens. Maybe I should say I should never answer that phone live on air. Whenever I was a teacher and the phones would ring, I always make the kids answer their phones on speaker to like prove a point or whatever. I don't know. I thought it was cool until you get that one call, and it's not the call that's supposed to be out loud, and it was just like I felt like the worst human being in my life. So anyway, I should not do that. The injuries suck. You know, I was listening to, I think it was the Mina Kimes show, and she said, and I know we don't feel this way, and the Super Bowl definitely not the case. The 49ers were the 4th healthiest team throughout the regular season last year as far as injuries, minutes missed, plays missed, all that stuff. 4th health, like, that's 1 out of 20 years. that that's been the case. Then you get to the Super Bowl and you got like people dropping like flies. Debo's hurt. Greenlaw's hurt. Feliciano's hurt. Kittle's hurt. Our defensive backs coach tore his Achilles. Like, it just got bad. But the good news is this. No quarterback drama. Yeah, we found drama elsewhere. This roster is solid. And so I know it's frustrating, and it is. But, man, just like if you could just get one or two of these guys back, we're going to be all right. Kamon Brown, thanks for the super chat, man. He says, more information is needed about the Tennessee event. Man, I got you. One, is it kid-friendly? It's not. There is no bar in Nashville that is kid-friendly. That, like, main strip in downtown, where none of them. And the problem is it's on a Saturday, so that hurts as well. No VIPs. This is our first preseason event that we've done. The whole idea is just, man, let's create a space for Niners fans to get together before the game. Because I know a lot of fans from the East Coast and in the South, this is might be their only game they're going to. So I'm trying to build as much of an opportunity, community, people to get together, all that stuff. So it's not kid-friendly, sadly. I tried. It shut down everywhere. Any VIPs, only you if you're coming. You would be the VIP. What's my drink of choice? Oh, man. Tequila and soda all the time. That's my number one. Favorite song right now? Oof. Man, I listen to so much old school stuff. I listen to a lot of old school stuff, but I'm trying to think of something new right now. I ain't got much. Let's see. What's the last? What have I been listening to? Last song I had on here was First by Cold War Kids, which I use like for background music when I'm writing episodes. So I would say that's my favorite song, but that's the last song. Dude, great questions, my man. So yeah, no kids. Sorry. I want them to be, but that just doesn't exist in these bars. PBR Life, which is awesome. You know, we want to ride a rodeo bull and all that stuff. They've got all that stuff in there. I love it, man. I love it. Ed, appreciate you, brother. He says, I wouldn't take training camp too serious. Brock said interview. He takes chances on his passes. Man, I'll say this. The way you practice, the way you play. And these rotations matter. And so, you know, take that for what you will. And so, like, let's go to another negative. These will be our last on the defensive side. Tatum Bethune and Jalen Graham. I don't know how these guys are making the roster. I don't even know how they're going to have a chance to make the roster. Like, the mic position, here's the mic depth chart. I think I put this out earlier today, so, you know, I had more time to think and write this out. It's bad. Yeah, so the Mike, the middle linebacker, right, which is where they want Jalen Graham to play. Fred Warner, then DFF, then Curtis Robinson, then Jalen Graham. He's the fourth Mike, and he's the third or fourth Sam backer. They did kickoff coverage today, which was good. I was actually impressed. First time I've been impressed with any of the kickoff or kickoff return work drills that they've been doing. Players were actually getting reps today for the first time ever instead of just listening to a coach talk on the field. Anyway, that's my own demon that I got to tackle. But, man, Jalen Graham wasn't even on the first team kickoff return group or the first team kickoff coverage group. He wasn't on either one of them. And I'm just like, how is this dude, the only way he can make this team is if this dude's dominating special teams and he's not even out there with the ones. Now, I know the rotations change and all those things, but man, you looked at the ones on both those groups and it was like, yeah, he's making the roster. Ooh. And so I'm really concerned about those two dudes. Tatum Bethune's just way behind. They've got him only working at will, which is smart. The number two linebacker spot, buried on the depth chart, and his coverage out there on one-on-ones, like, he's falling down in coverage a lot, got crossed over a couple times. Like, he just needs more time. So I think both those are guys that are practice squad eligible, way closer than they're going to be making the roster eligible. And I don't think it's Jalen Graham's fault. Like, Tatum Bethune, the play is not there yet. Could turn on in the preseason. Jalen Graham, the play looks there. Like, when you see a play, he looks the part, not seeing a lot of mistakes. He's just not getting bumped up the rotation. And so, like, that's a concern for me. I'm stressed about Jalen Graham. So take that for what you will. Now, here we go. If you are going to Nashville, awesome, or any other games, you know what to do. All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. All right, let's talk some offense, and let's kind of do the same thing. Who's up? Who's down? What's up, Jax? Oh, that's what's up. She's coming out for Tennessee, which is going to be awesome. Oh, goodness. Dan Case. Can't wait to hear the stock up, stock down. I've got Law 2 on my stock down. I'm not laughing because I'm happy that he's there. It's just bad. Like Jake Tonjes, like, okay, that dude's had a great practice today. Best practice he's had of his career, which was really, really cool. And whenever I was walking in practice, I saw somebody with a Jake Tonjes jersey, and I was like, oh man, it's got to be family, right? So, like, he balled out. Cameron Lawtu just, I'll say this, okay. If you look at what 81 did, Cameron Lawtu last year, the most drops by a mile, false starts, fumbles, offsides, you name it. It just didn't belong. This year, he understands the place. He understands the assignments, the rotations. Sorry, my voice is jacked up. But, like, he knows what to do. He's just not a playmaker. The one thing that, you know, Shanahan and John Lynch talked about with Cameron Lawtu was that he can find space on his routes, first zone. That's true. And he's not always, you know, getting the first look or the first read, whatever else, but he's running with the threes. He's not running with the twos. He's sometimes not even running with the threes. Like, his snap, his team snap share is low. It's so low. So if I had to make my tight end depth chart, I think Cameron Lawtu would probably be 5 or 6. I think he's more in competition with Mason Plyne than he is Jake Tonjes. Like, I don't know. And I hate it. Dan, he says, you know, I feel like Lawtu matched your draft report and Lynch should have read it. They sure as hell don't read my draft report. That's for sure. So take that for what you will. David, he says, any plans for Vegas? No, sadly, I'm not going to be there for that one. I'm actually going to be in Vegas like the couple days before, but nowhere close to where that is. And there's so much on Vegas. And, you know, we did the Super Bowl event there. You got to put out so much money for those venues that I just don't think it's going to be worth it for me or for the fans. So I wish, you know, I love me some Vegas, but this will be our only preseason event. And this is kind of a first for us. Because I wanted to focus and just see, you know, we don't go to Nashville often. So I know that there are some fans there and some chapters there. So just trying to provide a space, but we'll see how this goes. And we'll kind of go with next year. Let's go positive. My offensive player of camp, it was two. I'm going Juwan Jennings. I really think that this dude, he's a baller, man. And he totally roasted, like, the contract situation, you know, held out OTAs, minicamp, all that stuff, you know, all that, gets his deal done. He's been a pleasure just to see out there. His helmet's off. He's got like McDonald's yellow hair with a red Ronald McDonald headband. Like, you see him. He's looking like a highlighter busted on his head. He is showing out and he's going back and forth. So, like, today, Chris Conley was the starting one with the X, right? So Juwan Jennings played the slot role. But a lot of days, seems like every other day, Juwan Jennings is filling in on that Ayuk role at the X position. He's the slowest wide receiver we got. And I don't mean that as an insult, but that dude is creating separation like crazy. So if, and this is a big if for you fantasy people out there, you do whatever you want to do. I did this earlier today. If Ayuk is traded, and you don't get back like Amari Cooper or whatever, which I don't think we're going to, the starting next week one, it's going to be Juwan Jennings. It's going to be him and Debo out there. That's your one and two. And then you'll work in some, you know, he might do the Demo thing where if the 49ers go three wide receiver sets, Jennings bumps inside, you bring in somebody that can play another outside wide receiver spot. So the consistency that Juwan Jennings has brought, there was one day I think he had seven catches like a team, and it wasn't even a long practice. Like Juwan Jennings, major stock up. Like, and even if he's just doing his old normal routine, he belongs, man. And he, because last year, you remember when Debo was hurt. They put Juwan Jennings out there. I think it was the third game that Debo was out. They put Juwan Jennings in the Debo role. It didn't really go that well. Just looked like him and Brock Purdy were just off sync because it was patchwork. They weren't planning on that. They were planning on somebody else filling that Debo role. It didn't work out. So they tried to throw something together in that third week, and it was just like, it's not there. Well, now they're practicing him at the Ayuk role. And I'm telling you, it's there. Now, is he Ayuk? God, no. But what does Brock Purdy like doing? He likes throwing the out routes. Somebody put on Twitter, and I really do apologize. I don't have it saved, and I don't remember the name. They put out there, which wide receiver had the greatest yards per route run? Like, this person was the post. This person was the go. This person was the drag. This person was this. And the number one out route player was Brandon Ayuk. That's Brock Purdy's favorite route. And Juwan Jennings runs a clean out route. So, like, that's huge. Now, he's not Ayuk. They're completely different players. But Juwan Jennings is him. I'm telling y'all that right now. Biggest stock down on offense, Ricky Pearsall. I hate this, man. It just... He can't play. He's injured. Not one, not two, but three injuries since he's been drafted. And this is somebody that played five straight years in college football with two separate teams, never missed a game. Now, when you see 14 out there in team drills, he belongs. Like, the caliber player he is fits. It's just, man, best ability, availability. This guy's got none of it through camp, and he is the one that needs these snaps. Again, I've been asked, man, is Pearsall playing that good that they're okay to not have Ayuk? And I'm like, Pearsall ain't playing. Even the practices that he was out there, he's not getting very many reps. Ronnie Bell probably has outsnapped him in team 8-1. You see 10 all over the place. He is fighting hit tooth and nail to get snaps. Pearsall, he's not even back behind the offense. He's on the sidelines. And I like the kid. But I go to practice. I'm like, I'm going to find 14. I want to see how he's doing. I want to see how he does against press, how he does against this. And, man, I was losing my mind. You can ask Raj of RSF Niners on Instagram and stuff. We were sitting next to each other, and we didn't know Pearsall was hurt. He had this one huge catch. It was, you know, deep post, deep crosser. Probably would have been a 40-yard touchdown. We never saw him again. And I'm like, where the hell is 14? Where's 14? Where is 14? Where is he? Couldn't find him. Rolled up his jersey and just was on the sidelines. Now he re-aggravated his shoulder. And it's just like, man, like, not that it's his fault. And then he's not a bust. It's just like, we need you right now, Ricky. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is when we need you now. You can get all these reps now. Say we got Danny Gray out there getting reps in a blue non-contact jersey. Can Ricky Pearsall put on a blue non-contact jersey? He had to for OTAs and minicamp. Let's do that again. Like, it's that bad that he can't play through this. It sucks. And so I was like, man, hopefully he comes back. He's wearing a blue non-contact jersey today. Nope. Nope. Just nope. And so when's he going to get reps to get any familiarity with our system and Brock Purdy? Because they've been off. That's not the most of his big plays have come from BA, Brandon Allen, the other BA. It's an issue. He's not a bust. That's not what I'm saying at all. I hope nobody's saying. I'm telling you, the biggest stock down on offense, all positions, for me, my opinion, is Ricky Pearsall. And I don't like it. I don't want it to be that way. It's just, and I don't think that he's soft. The freaking look at the draft report. 5 straight years not missing a game. He played in the SEC. He's tough as hell. He's brave as hell. Maybe he's just unlucky. But it's, you drafted this guy way above where everybody else had him. Way above. Because of the durability and how he was so versatile and you could play him everywhere. We just haven't seen it yet. Now, I hope he becomes an all-pro receiver and one of the 49ers legends. It's just, man, he missed such a chance to get these reps. And again, even if he was healthy, I think he's closer for that wide receiver 5 spot than he is the wide receiver 3 spot. I don't know. Deb, you know, how is he all of a sudden unlucky? I don't know. It's just there was such an opportunity here. And so that's what has been missed. Ayuk's not there. And we don't know if he's coming back. But the fact that he had this opportunity, and it's just a miss. And it's not his fault, but it's the reality. And it pisses me off. Ah, man. Al says, you know, I've seen reports Ricky is extremely thin. Well, a lot of that's because he's lining up next to Juwan Jennings and Deebo Samuel, which, you know, Juwan Jennings is about a cheeseburger away from putting his hand to the ground as a tight end. Please don't beat me up, Juwan Jennings. I love you. But, like, he's big. He's a big dude. But not compared to Deebo and Juwan Jennings. And a lot of that, too, you know, wide receivers coming through the draft, they usually drop a little weight doing the combine and trying to get the 40-yard dash up and all that stuff. But he's big. He looks the size. Now, you put him next to Jacob Cowan and Trent Taylor, and it's like, oh, man, crawling down a beanstalk type of, like, we got some tiny wide receivers. He's not one of them. And, yeah, you got to give him time, Chris. I think he's going to be fine, too. It's just, the missed opportunity is what pisses me off the most. You know what I mean? Like, and that's not on him. It's not on him. Dan Case, my dream of JJ being a tight end too is still alive. Would it be crazy if Juwan Jennings goes the other way to X? You know what I mean? Like, everybody's like, oh, move him tight end. Nope, we're going to move him to our solo split out wide receiver against press man coverage out in space. Like, that's just hilarious. It's the most Juwan Jennings thing ever. And I guarantee if you ask Juwan, he'd be like, hell yeah, I could do it. Like, that's just who he is. Former quarterback, right? All that stuff. Oh, what's up? We got royalty. Love this. Dan Case, love it. Juan Solis, the man. He's the man behind YouTube and helps us with all of our videos and cut-ups and all those things. He says, hi, John, from Natalie. Natalie's his daughter, one of the coolest people ever. Solis family, biggest fans in the world of those guys. Now, let's go positive. I don't like the negatives. Dominique Pooney. Dude, like, if you would have spent a first-round pick on Dominique Pooney, and you got what you've gotten so far in training camp, and this trajectory continues, pick was a success. Now, just like what we did with Ricky Pearsall, you got to do with Dominique Pooney. It's just training camp. And so, it's tough not to jump to conclusions, but man, he has been good. I would argue, I haven't thought this through yet. I'm going to say it. Dominique Pooney has been the best 49ers offensive lineman throughout training camp. Number one. All of the ones that are there. Now, this might upset other people. I think the number two guy, most consistent, has been Colton McKivitz. But Dominique Pooney has been incredible and has earned a starting spot. We'll see what happens when Spencer Burford comes back. But, like, for as down as you could be on Pearsall and as high as you could be on Dominique Pooney, neither one of us done it against another opposing team. So we got to see what that looks like. Probably the truth on both is a little closer to the mean or the average. Yeah, I could not be higher on Dominique Pooney at all. And so for all of us that were just like draft O-lineman, you may have found a freaking gem. You know what I mean? You're recruiting on NCAA 2024, right? And then once you spend those scouting points and you get that little bing, you get the little green emerald, the gem pop up, that's Dominique Hooney. It's what it's up. It's what it is. And yeah, Colton McKivitt's stock is up. Now, if you listen to my practice report, Nick Bosa, I think, had 5 sacks in team today, and he maybe played 20 snaps. Nick Bosa is different. Against everybody else, Colton McKivitt has been good. Colton McKivitt has been one of the first people out every single day at camp. He's put in the work. He looks better. He looks more confident. Nick Bosa is Nick Bosa. And, man, part of me wanted to put stock up on Nick Bosa compared to last year, but I just kept that off. Nick Bosa looks like defensive player of the year Nick Bosa, as opposed to never showed up at camp last year. Anyway, take that for what you want. Right here, you know, Al says, John, have you seen Kingston at all? He's from my area. You know, it's funny. Right before I went live, they put out the 49ers depth chart, the unofficial depth chart from their communication staff. And I laughed because I was like, all right, these are not put out by the coaches. This is what they see. They had Kingston listed as a left tackle. Jared Kingston has not taken one snap through camp at left tackle. He's played left guard. He's played right guard. He's played right tackle. But they have him listed as left tackle. So I was just like, what is happening? Like, he's never played that position. Anyway, I digress. Kingston got a lot of work early at tackle, and I liked it. We'll see. He hasn't got as much reps because he's missed time too. He's not on my stock up or stock down. He's just is. He's a guy that's going to have to prove it in camp. It's just what it is. He's going to have to prove it. So, yeah, I love the – they put – how do you put him on there? It kept, now, down Nick Sakel, it doesn't belong. I hate to say, like, he was getting snaps with the ones at center in the second team period today. I mean, he's getting put on his rear end. A lot of the sacks are against him. He's playing guard and center. His snaps are better. That's the huge positive, but when 63 is out there, the offense does not go well. And so I struggle with, you know, if it's between him and Ben Bartsch as that kind of last round versatile player, it's going to be Ben Bartsch, I think, but they're trying to see Nick Sakel step up. They're trying to step up, prove it, because they love the person he is. They love the intelligence. They love all those things. It's just put it together. And so unless 63 Nick Sakel has a great preseason, I just don't think he's making this roster. And I don't think they're going to get him back either. I think we'd lose him. I think somebody will give him a chance, but that's what it is. Stock up. Oh, man. Jordan Mason, Cody Schrader. I got to put them both together. I mean, unbelievable what they have put on tape consistently. It's been awesome. Now, here's what's crazy. And I tweeted this out this morning at camp because I was like, man, what was our starting rotation at the running back position when camp started? Christian McCaffrey 1, Elijah Mitchell 2, Jordan Mason 3, Isaac Garando 4, Patrick Taylor Jr. 5, Cody Schrader 6. That's what we were at. Now, man, this is rough. It's like a Game of Thrones episode because it doesn't matter if they're an important character. They can be killed off at any moment. Now, here's the new rotation. Jordan Mason, 1. Cody Schrader, 2. This dude went from 6 to 2. And he's looked the part. A lot of it's because everybody got killed off Red Wedding style ahead of him. Mason, 1. Schrader, 2. Patrick Taylor, Jr., 3. I think Cody Schrader has clearly passed him. Taylor's missed a couple days as well. Matt Breida, 4. Keyshawn Vaughn, 5. Yikes. Now, Breida looks the part. I do like him. But this is not what you want from a running back perspective. However, Cody Schrader looked great before everybody got hurt. Jordan Mason looked great before everybody got hurt. You remember the question asked to Shanahan, like, is Jordan Mason closer to 2 or like whatever? That was before CMC or Elijah Mitchell got hurt. But death, taxes, and injuries to Jordan Mason, To Elijah Mitchell, it's what it is. Like, take that for what you will. But you have to tip your hat to Cody Schrader and Jordan Mason. You have to. Like, Cody Schrader, they bumped him back to the returners today for kickoff return. He ain't been down there. So how do you make the team? Special teams. And so now they're sitting there like, well, shoot, this dude might be around. He might be all we got. So let's start getting him some reps back there because that might be a real thing. Yeah. Yeah. Oof. I hate it. I hate the injuries. And, you know, I'm not worried about Christian McCaffrey and his calf, even though it did act up some last year as well. But he never really missed a game because of it. But take that for what you will.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
Negative, stock down. I'm going Josh Dobbs. If the season started today, your quarterback rotation is Brock Purdy, clear, obviously, then Brandon Allen, then Josh Dobbs. And that was the rotation today in team drill. In fact, practice ended, the scripted period in practice ended. So we went 13 periods, was done. Buzzer went off and practice was supposed to be done, but Dobbs didn't get any of the move the ball period. So Shanahan yelled at everybody, one more. The threes on threes out there. And Dobbs went off. Like, he has not had a good camp. He had a fade route. Let me look through my notes. He went on fire at the end. He had a fade route. Dang it, I don't remember who the wide receiver was. I think it was Trent Taylor down the right side. And then he hit it. It went for a touchdown, but it was an awesome contested catch on the side. Oh, it's Tay Martin. Oh, my bad, Tay Martin. Awesome practice today, by the way, 86. Hit a fade route to Tay Martin for like 30 yards because this was to move the ball. And they go down and either kick a field goal or score a touchdown or the drive-ins, whatever. They go down, have a couple more plays, didn't go well. Then he hit a pump and go to Trent Taylor and, you know, sold the fake. I forget who it was that jumped. I don't remember who the corner was, but whatever. I think it was Chase Lucas. And I don't want to put that out there if it wasn't him as a negative. Strike that from the record, please. And then, man, hit Trent Taylor wide open in the corner of the end zone. I mean, it was awesome. So Dobbs has definitely been the number three guy. The ceiling's there. He has the most to gain from preseason games because you can do it in camp, and Brandon Allen has proven Kyle Shanahan right that it was worth keeping him, you know, years ago. And so take that for what you want. But Dobbs has the ceiling and the athleticism, and I would argue, man, maybe like two or three of the best passes in camp have been from Josh Dobbs. It's just not consistent. Him running on the, like throwing on the run, it's a thing of beauty, but it's just not consistently there. So Dobbs down for me. He's still going to make this roster, but everybody thought when we signed him, he was quarterback two. Right now, quarterback two is Brandon Allen, 100%. I don't even think that's up for debate. Now, let's do this. These next three players are all stock up, and I'm going to put them all in one because they play the same position. Ronnie Bell, Trent Taylor, Chris Conley. I don't know how those three guys don't make this roster. Danny Gray, I was really high on him. He can't stay healthy. Blue non-contact jersey. He's the fastest person on the team. Can't come down with catches. It's just not there. Something's wrong. And it's not that he doesn't look the part. It's just once the ball's thrown his way, nothing good happens. He gets open. He runs great routes. He can return. Can't take hits. He's injured. We know the story. You're talking about a guy that has one career catch in 2 years. How much of that's his fault? How much of it's unlucky? Doesn't matter. Ronnie Bell is coming down with three contested catches every damn day in camp. Every day. And I know it's stressful watching him out there. Punt returners, I can't stand it. He's doing really well. I mean, he's doing what the job that's put in front of him. And I don't want to see 10 back there returning punts, but I would be very disappointed if Ronnie Bell doesn't make this roster because he has earned it. He's playing all three wide receiver spots, punt returner, kickoff returner. he's that dude is working harder than anybody in camp. He might be my hardest worker. Every time you look up at team, he's out there at Z, you know, the flanker position. Then he's out there at slot. Then he's out there at X. I'm telling you, he's got the most reps. he's got the most reps. Oh, Tommy, come on, man. Appreciate the super chat. He says, Brandon Allen's toilet juice. Tommy, you are wrong. He's operating Shanahan's system pretty well. But, like, what do you want to do? You're not paying for a backup quarterback. Are you paying, you know, $8 million a year for Jacoby Brissett or Gardner Minshew? No. You have the lowest paid quarterback room in the NFL. You're not paying a premium for number two. And Brandon Allen's your number three, and he's being paid as a number three, but you're getting number two play out of him. And I think that you're not going to win a lot of games with him if Purdy's out, but let's just be honest. That's just what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. Trent Taylor catches everything, has a diving catch every practice, would be my number one punt returner. I think the 49ers' number one punt returner. The question is, can you get sneaky? Can you waive him and have a gentleman's agreement like we've done with Ross Dwelly in all these years and a couple other guys? Look, we're going to waive you, but we're moving so-and-so to this spot. We're going to elevate you week one, guaranteed. Like, that's a gentleman's agreement that you can do. I think it's against the rules, but the Niners do it anyway. So I wouldn't be shocked if Trent Taylor doesn't make the roster, but you put him on practice squad and elevate him. He's your punt returner number one. Week one. I think that's what they want to do. Chris Conley, he's put up so much good tape. And if I was in charge, okay, I told you, again, this is a scenario, which I hate, and I don't like doing this, but let's just play it. Let's say hypothetically Brandon Ayuk's not with us week one. Okay? I hate it. Stupid. But I want Juwan Jennings starting at that X spot, and I want Debo in it, at his spot. But when we go three wide receivers, 11 personnel, I want Chris Conley at the X spot, and I want Jennings back to the slot. Debo's out there, obviously. So, like, Chris Conley would be my Isaac Yiadom of the offense. Does that make sense? Like, then kick Jennings inside just like we do Debo, and you mirror it that way. That's what I would do. So my first three wide receivers, and that's a big if, sure as heck ain't going to be Ricky Pearsall right now. Like, that's what I would do. Conley would be my number three wide receiver. And plus, yes, thank you, 49, FTHFL. I think that's faithful without a couple letters, and I love it. Conley last year in the playoffs with Gunner was incredible, and the Super Bowl was great. Special teams was great. He could play all three wide receiver positions. He's big, fast, strong. Blocks like a beast, just does everything right. Now, is he flashy and whatever else? No, he's going to give what the system creates. He's a system-wide receiver, if you will, that's a freak athlete. He'd be my wide receiver three. That's just me. So you got to keep those three. How you do it, I don't know. Negative, yeah, Isaac Garrido, I don't even think he's going to be. I think he's going to go on IR. Elijah Mitchell, is he losing his number two running back spot? Probably not to Kyle Shanahan, but I'm telling you right now, I'm just going to say it. Jordan Mason's better than Elijah Mitchell. The stats say it. The eye says it. He does everything better than Elijah Mitchell. The only difference is, and this is true for both players now, neither one has ever fumbled, ever, Elijah Mitchell or Jordan Mason in the NFL. Now, Jordan Mason has fumbled in the preseason, and Jordan Mason has fumbled in training camp. Elijah Mitchell's never fumbled, I think, at any point in his life. And so I think when Elijah Mitchell's healthy, he'll probably get the benefit of the doubt because you know he's not going to stay healthy, so might as well get him out there and kind of see what that looks like. But yeah, that's kind of what it is. Ed, John, I didn't think they would ever let IU go. He's Purdy's favorite receiver. Sometimes I hate the way things go in the NFL. I do too. So let's talk about this, and I'm going to end the show. The way I would handle this situation, I would not be entertaining trade offers at all. And I'm a hard ass. You're playing on the fifth-year option. That simple. And look, we're going to tag you now. I'm telling you right now, Brandon Ayuk, I'm going to sit down with you and your agent, or probably just the agent. I'm going to say, look, man, we're going to, we're just going to keep you on the fifth-year option, and we're going to tag you next year. That's just what happened. So you could do that, or you could sign this $27.5 million deal. And if that's the, if you don't want to sign the deal, that's okay. I'm just telling you, this is what you're doing. And for the people who are like, oh, well, toxic, and he doesn't want to be there, and whatever else, don't give a damn. I'm sorry. Sorry that you have to make $14.1 million this year, fully guaranteed. And I'm sorry next year you have to make $27 million on the franchise tag, fully guaranteed. And then I'm sorry that you're going to have to sign after that, and we'll get a third-round comp pick. I would prefer that. The Super Bowl window is too important. And people are like, oh, but relationships, you can't. Too bad, so sad. I've worked with so many people I've hated in my life as a teacher and a coach because I'm an adult. And you got to be an adult sometimes. You want to play these games and you want to make stupid-ass videos saying they don't want me and all that? Cool. That's cool. Congratulations. You're playing on the fifth-year option. And this is not Le'Veon Bell CBA. You hold out now, your contract tolls the next year. So if Ayuk said, I'm not playing for the Niners. I don't want to be here. They don't respect me. Blah, blah, blah. Throw out whatever. I don't give a damn. You do that, guess what happens in 2025? You sat out the whole year. He's still on the fifth-year option the following year. So you mean to tell me your NFL career is over because you don't want to sign a $27.5 million deal? Cool. That's what I would do. I don't care about your feelings. I do, and I want this to work out long-term. I'm not trading you for draft picks now unless I'm getting a first-rounder or unless I'm getting Amari Cooper in like a third. If I'm getting a wide receiver that can somewhat replace your stuff this year, now we can have a conversation. I don't know what the Steelers are putting out there. The Steelers are sending a first. I get it. Still don't want it because it doesn't help us this year. And, you know, if that's the case, if I'm getting the Steelers first round pick, what I'm doing right now is I'm calling teams. Hey, can I have this wide receiver for a second? Hey, can I have this wide receiver for a second? Hey, can I have this wide receiver for a second or a third? Like, I'm getting somebody that can replace Brandon Ayuk this year. So maybe that's the hang up. I don't know what it is, but I'm telling you right now, fifth year option, I'm tagging you and you can sign after that. I might tag you 2 years, by the way. You don't want to sign the deal? Totally cool. I'm not entertaining. Whatever. And right here, can we force Brandon? Yes. Yes. Brandon Ayuk has no choice. Too bad, so sad. Oh, but the vibes. Oh, but like you don't want that in your locker room. Bull, pardon my language, shit. Don't care. Grown-ass adult making $14 million? Fully guaranteed? Put on your pads. Get your ass out there. No? Sit at home? You don't get paid. Your career is over. Like, there's no, the CBA leaves no gray area here. None. None. And people are like, well, you want to do right by Ayuk. He's done everything right. You're paying him $27 million. I'm sorry. Like, I love Brandon Ayuk. He's my son's favorite player. I'm not giving him away for draft picks. I'm sorry. I don't know if people will agree with me here. I would be a hard ass. I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy. Sorry, buddy. You're playing. Why can't I don't understand why that's not an option. I don't understand. And so, yeah, right here, Tony says, you know, 20 NFL wide receivers make over 20 million. Coming from Facebook. What's up, Tony? Appreciate that. That's awesome. Do you want to be one of those 20? Because we'll put it out there. You don't want the deal. That's fine. You chose not to go to New England that was offering you 30 million plus. You got it. I'm sorry. And it's, I don't feel bad for him. I want every player to make all the money that they can in the world. And once you are out of the rookie term, right? Does anybody feel bad for Kirk Cousins who got franchised three times? Does anybody feel bad for Dak Prescott who got franchised two times? Does anybody feel bad for T. Higgins who's playing under the franchise tag right now? This is the way it is. I don't like the CBA, and I love the collective bargaining and all the player union reps, and I'm really big into that. Like, in another career, I could have totally went into, you know, contract negotiations and all that stuff, but the CBA is the CBA. The players voted on that crap. I don't like a lot of aspects of it. I'm just saying, man. Take that for what you will. I want IU to get paid. I do. But at some point, this is what you got. I hope he stays. Let me refresh to see if he got traded. He has not. been traded. As of 6:07 p.m., there's no traded place. And I will add this. The longer no news happens, the better chances he stays with the 49ers. I believe that. The longer with no news, the better for Brandon Ayuk staying here. That's just me. You guys are awesome. This has been a lot of fun. Two shows. I got to go pack. I got to get ready for an event. We're flying out early. You guys are incredible. And if you're coming out to Nashville, join us. PBR Live Nashville on Saturday, 2 p.m. Tennessee time, whatever the hell that is. that's how smart I am. Tennessee time. That's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure they're Eastern. I'm pretty sure they are. But anyway, you guys are the best. Hopefully you enjoyed the show. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.